Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case to loving you.
Need a hand, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So whenever something doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense. I cannot express enough to you guys where whenever you're kind of scratching your heads going, I don't get this. So this is supposed to work, or this is supposed to be, you know, the cure-all, or this is... Whenever you hear something that doesn't seem right, the big mistake we do, especially as Americans, is we go, well, there's got to be some explanation for it. Let's move on. And I'm sorry. I'm just very confused by this whole Mike Tyson thing. And so I want to open today just trying to kind of hash this one out. They're just very, very confusing details here. I mean, we're being told that this man from Florida, he actually has his own criminal record, threw a water bottle at Mike Tyson. We see video of him kind of harassing him. Allegedly, he's innocent until proven guilty, but what kind of an idiot would mess with Mike Tyson? He's a heavyweight. He is, like, world-renowned for his fighting abilities and for him being a badass, and you are harassing him on a plane? That doesn't make sense. Another thing that doesn't make sense is, where was the flight attendant in all this? This was first class. If you've ever flown in JetBlue Mint, and I've had the honor of doing that a couple times, and man, is it nice. It is cush. But you have, there's a flight attendant for those 12 seats, and their only job is to cater to those people in that first class section. Where was the flight attendant in all this? Why didn't the flight attendant, you know, I mean, Mike Tyson could have hit a button and told this other guy to, like, you know, lay the heck off. A water bottle, I don't understand why, why would somebody throw a water bottle at Mike Tyson? And why would Tyson react by punching? Why wouldn't he just, you know, pull an Amber Heard and maybe poop on his seat? That's what I would have done. I would have pulled an Amber Heard. I'm like, you know, why don't you use the bathroom before the flight? Oh, that's a good idea. And then I go and I put on the chair on the island. But interestingly, we find out a little bit more about this guy that got allegedly struck, and we see the videos. His name is Melvin George Townsend III of Punta Gorda, Florida. He recently had served 20 and 15-month prison sentences for a variety of crimes, according to Daily Mail, including possession of oxycodone, burglary, grand theft, fraud, trafficking stolen property. Now, you know, apparently he stole a trailer, allegedly, in 2018. This is according to TMZ. So you have a criminal, and JetBlue's Mint, that's about a $2,000 round-trip flight. I'm a little confused as to, because you would think with all his legal fees, he wouldn't have money to drop $2,000 on a JetBlue Mint flight. So that's also very confusing. He was released from Florida prison July of 2020 after serving 15 months of a 25-month sentence for fraudulent personal ID. And this is the person who decides to take on, I guess, Mike Tyson. Now, it could be he was totally stoned. Something's not right. And the other thing, too, also is you have the guy on the other seat, his buddy, videotaping everything. So they were videotaping before, and then after, why? I mean, I get, you know, you already had your selfie with Mike Tyson. Do you have to keep videotaping him on a plane? enjoy your mint seat. It's a little cubby. You got your own little computer and TV, and it's really, why was the main focus? Well, why not just videotape him hanging out with my, and he wasn't hanging out. He kept bugging him and, you know, doing all these kind of moves and selfies. You almost wonder, was it a setup? I mean, now there's probably going to be a multi-million dollar lawsuit. Also, very interestingly, is the police, I think, got involved when they both, the police detained them, but were being told that the victim wasn't very cooperative with the police. So now there's this. It just, is it me or does something just not make sense? Or is it just nothing makes sense anymore? You have Chris Rock getting smacked on during the Oscars. You have Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's very dirty laundry, literally, blasted all over. Is it that maybe this is the norm? Maybe, you know, I'm thinking it's not right because I've been on planes. I've been around heavyweight champions. Nobody really usually bothers them or throws a water bottle at them. Or maybe has the world gotten so crazy? Or are people so high that they're doing the stupidest things? But there's just a lot of questions. Where was the flight attendants? Why was this guy harassing a heavyweight champion? Why did Mike Tyson choose to hit and not tell him? Mike Tyson could have peed on him. And almost waterboarded the guy probably because he's bigger than the guy. I mean, you there's so many other things that could have been done. Also, you know, Mike Tyson has had a history of, obviously, a violent history. If you are that big a fan of Mike Tyson, if you're really that big a fan, then you understand that you don't want to set him off. You understand that people have, you know, a threshold. If somebody kept bugging me and there was nobody to help me and there was no staff around and somebody, I would probably take the water bottle and throw it back, but the problem is when you're on a plane, there's not really much you could throw except like the barf bag, so there's not really a lot you could do. It's just something just doesn't make sense. And so now this is going to probably turn into a multi-million dollar lawsuit, charges. Now no flies. Remember how the FAA is like, any altercations, you're on the no-fly list? And it just really bothers me. It almost just, something just doesn't seem right. Like, you almost wonder, and I'm not trying to accuse, but you almost wonder if this was on purpose? Or, I don't know. But, stupid is stupid does. This guy should have never messed with Mike Tyson. I'd like some explanation on that. 1-877-DOT-DELLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, it's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Salvatore asked me yesterday on Facebook, how do I feel about what's going on with Disney? He says, I know you're a fan of Disney. Would like to hear your take on that. So, I love Disneyland. I have, ever since I was a little girl, we couldn't afford to go there that much, but when I did get to go there, Disneyland was really cool. And, yeah, I've kind of liked the Disney movies. They haven't been my favorite of movies, because there's always a dead parent, and sometimes the movies get a little boring. I think I was really bored during Fantasia. Is that the one where Mickey Mouse, there's all this music, and I got really bored with that one. But Disneyland is one of my favorite places to go. I love Disneyland. I have also been a fan of Disney because it was an escape. You could go to Disney and not have to think about politics. not have to think about work. Disney was an escape. And so originally, when the bill passed in Florida, and let me get the exact name of it, the HB 1557, which is the Florida Parental Rights in Education Act, came out. The Disney CEO originally said, look, we don't get involved in politics. We, you know, and you thought it would end there. But because critics have called this the Don't Say Gay Bill, which is sadly a misrepresentation of the bill, where sexual orientation, gender issues not get brought up before the fourth grade. So kindergartners, second graders, third graders, their instruction could still be math, you know, and grammar and all that. Sexual topics don't get brought up until after the third grade. The bill doesn't say anything about you're not allowed to bring up, you know, sexuality at all throughout, still sex ed is there, counselors can still be there for children. So what was kind of a little bit of a shock is then Disney came out going, almost accusing Florida of being homophobic and attacking the LGBTQ community, and then they felt like, because, you know, many of their staff, and they felt it would be politically safer to go against Florida. The problem is, I mean, Disney is a very intelligent, robust, you know, multiple fact checkers, researchers. I mean, this is a company that doesn't act on a whim. And I found it very odd that I believe they even referred to it as the Don't Say Gay Bill. Now, when you have a big corporation such as that, I mean, I get how the media, and I get how politicians will do that. I see what both sides do and how they will reword things like the death panels with Obamacare and all that. Okay, I get the yellow journalism. But a corporation such as Disney that has to research child safety, has to research, movies and stories and characters. I found that very odd that they would use a falsity in not only one of their arguments, but a decision and an action. And, you know, originally I get it. They're like, look, you know, we don't want to get involved in politics. But where things are is, if you don't take a stand, if you're not with us, you're against us. And there was this big push on Hollywood to, or not Hollywood, well, Hollywood too, but this big push to, you know, jump in and take a stand. Well, Florida doesn't need to be accused of a bill that doesn't do that. I mean, we understand critics call it the Don't Say Gay Bill, but it doesn't say that in there. And again, I could be wrong if there's text, but NBC News even says the bill does not say gay anywhere in its text. This is even from NBC News. So you know, news outlets are also starting to now double-check themselves and say, look, it is being called this. Legal experts say that whether the bill prohibits the word gay itself is a distraction. So these are things being used as political, you know, little sound bites or little yellow journalism tactics. And I completely get both sides to this. I do understand that because, you know, having, you know, a family member in our within our large family who's transgender, having family members who are homosexual, I get how many might not feel they could talk to parents. These children were able to talk to the family members that were their parents in my family, but a lot of children don't have that. I mean, I grew up with parents who were very strict. And so I understand how schools feel like they want to protect children. But in terms of, does it have to be brought up to 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds? Sex ed has always been middle school. And this bill is even more lenient, allowing it to be discussed after the third grade. Well, then you would almost think that, you know, and in fact, you know, you heard somebody say, you know, it's the don't say straight bill. You can't talk about straight heterosexual sex to a child under the third grade. So you would almost wonder if this is a much more neutral than people are, you know, letting it out to be. But I get that other sides are looking at this going, well, wait, if they're able to do this, what's next? And that's something that the Republicans have also been concerned about, as we saw with Obama. Well, if he got away with this, then what else are they going to do? And, you know, there were all these theories that there was going to be a personal police force, and there was going to be everybody is looking for the next dictator. Everybody is looking for the next sign of fascism. And so whenever a move happens, everybody seems to jump on it. But Disney is a corporation with fact checkers, VPs, I mean a multitude, thousands of employees who have the ability to fact check, know the truth of what's going on, and to be able to not be swayed by people say, well, if you're not with us, you're against us. Disney is a powerful company. They could very easily say, we support the LGBTQ community, we just have a rule of not getting involved in state politics, whether it's California, whether it's Florida. And that was originally what they did. But then they felt like they had to make that move. So Colorado has stated, come to Colorado. We'll take you. You know, we'll have Mountain Disney. Colorado, again, it does get very cold. You know, I mean, Florida, they have so much land. They have so much water. I mean, I don't see Disney going anywhere. I don't think Disney would leave Florida. Florida is just too big. Their Disney World, they're not, everybody's saying, well, just leave Florida. No, again, Disney needs to stay out of politics and stay out of sex. There's already enough sex within Disney. Remember I talked to you guys about all the, you know, penises and things like that have been drawn in by their animators that, you know, didn't get cut in the final cut? You know, I think children do have to have counselors, do have to have people available if they feel like they can't talk to their parents. But I do believe sex, whether you talk about heterosexual sex, homosexual sex, bisexual, being asexual, is not something the average first grader can even understand or conceptualize. And that's why for years we've done sex ed in middle school, before they get to puberty. So your 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, and I get, you know, some 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds may already start having sexual character, but that's when it starts being relevant to these children. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New data from the CDC shows COVID-19 was the third leading cause of death in the United States last year, the virus killing 415,000 people in 2021, only behind heart disease with 693,000 deaths and cancer at 605,000 deaths. The number of deaths from the virus increased in 2021 with 60,000 more than the year prior. COVID-19 was also the third leading cause of death in 2020. President Biden is ripping Florida's Republican lawmakers for their decision to dissolve Disney's self-governing district. During a speech at a fundraiser on the West Coast, Biden saying there's nothing conservative about deciding you're going to throw Disney out of its present posture. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Former President Trump claims Russia feels emboldened as it invades Ukraine because of U.S. actions during the Obama-Biden administration. While on the Sean Hannity show, Trump says Obama and Biden allowed Russia to create a powerful alliance.
They drove Russia and China together. That was something that never could have happened.
The former president adding that he believes the next big threat for the world will be China. He says their military escalation will provide big challenges for the West. NASA's launch of a SpaceX rocket carrying crew 4 astronauts to the International Space Station is being delayed for this weekend because of bad weather. The space agency now says the launch won't happen before next Tuesday. The weather issue is complicating the safe return to Earth of the X-1 mission crew now on the space station. President Biden with nothing on his public schedule for Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Throat 1-877 Doc Dolly 1-877-DOCDALI. So no surprise, I love being flirted with. I think it's cool, and I think I love it more now because I don't get flirted with that much. I mean, I used to get flirted with all the time, and I didn't notice it. You know, I always thought I was fat or ugly or stupid or whatever. I didn't really have a lot of self-confidence. And so then I didn't realize that I was being flirted with, and then all of a sudden now I'm like, oh, no one's flirting with me anymore. Why didn't I appreciate it when I got it? So when somebody does flirt, and every now and then there's like an 80 or 90 year old that'll be like, "You're hot stuff," and I'm like, "Thank you," you know, and I'm like, "Okay, good, I still got it." You know, I don't mind. Hey, if I could turn seniors on, that's great. But, you know, a lot of people are a little younger, right, than, you know, me and others. And you guys are out there on the dating scene. And apparently there was a study out of Cyprus looking at mistakes people make when they flirt. And so it's a very small study. But this comes out of the University of Nicosia in Cyprus. And they revealed the 11 most put-off flirting tactics, which are deal-breakers for many people. Okay, these include being quote-unquote slimy, like, I don't know, creeping, kind of, I don't know, being maybe just gross, I don't know, bad hygiene, lack of exclusive interest. Now, that's a biggie. I could tell when a flirts with everybody, and it is the biggest turn off because you know they're not going to be exclusive with you, and we're going to talk about that. Different views apparently is not the best tactic. So if you, you know, are wearing a, let's say, a red, white, and blue t-shirt, you know, because it's 4th of July, and somebody comes up to you going, "I cannot wait for the next national anthem so I can kneel." Well, you guys probably aren't going to hit it off. So that's just a thought. Put that out there. Vulgar vocabulary. So if you talk to somebody the way, let's say, Johnny Depp, right, alluded to his exes, it's probably not going to go very far, you know? Lack of intelligence apparently is a big no-no when you try to flirt and you say, "Oh, yeah, you know, this COVID bacteria is the worst bacteria I've seen." It's a virus, you dumb. So those don't work if you're narcissistic. You know, like, you know, "I see you're here. Are you standing in line to date me?" No. In fact, I'm standing in line to kick you in the blank. Yeah, you suck. Having lack of humor and self-esteem. Yeah, that's not good. If I tried to flirt with a guy, you know, and I'm like, "Oh, okay, you know, I know my hair is messy, you know, and I know, you know, I'm not very tan, and this outfit isn't really that good, and, you know, oh, hi," that's not going to turn anybody on. That's not going to work. Excessive intimacy is another issue that people make. So you might be very touchy or in their face and already jump the gun. I mean, be already almost second base when you just are meeting them for the first time. It's too much. You know, don't be touching. You could do enough with words. You could do enough with your eyes. You could do enough with your body language. You don't have to be necessarily touching their hair, things like that. That's once, you know, you've already kind of gotten that little permission to go that next step into their space. So that's kind of also pretty important. Poor looks were added to the list. Apparently, according to these surveys, they surveyed 212 people. If you don't look good, that's going to be a deal breaker. They're honest about that. And then stinginess. If you are stingy, that's a problem. So, whereas in the olden days, somebody would come up saying, you know, "I'd like to buy you a drink." Okay? If you go, "Look, you look like a modern woman, and I don't want to insult you by offering to pay for your beverage. So I am going to give you the opportunity to buy me a drink." That's not going to work. Just not going to work. So, you know, it's funny because everybody thinks they have game, or they learn their game from either television or a buddy of theirs, and it's interesting. So I've had many, many guy friends, so I've been able to, you know, see things from their point of view, because, you know, I would be with them at a bar and they would be watching other guys' games, and, you know, I'd be looking too, going, "Okay, you know, yeah, this guy does it. Oh, that guy has it. Why?" And my friends would be asking me, and they'd be learning, you know, and then I'd be learning from them, going, "Would you hit on her?" "Oh, gosh, you know, why not?" Well, and you know, so I learned a lot about that just because you gotta, you know, you gotta talk to not only girls but guys, and you gotta kind of get that whole breadth of, spectrum of what people want. And you can't use somebody else's game. You can't use somebody else's technique. They might have something else that works. And so you might have a good friend who is just gorgeous. Well, they could just walk up and be gorgeous, and they have it. But you might be funny. And I've seen funny trump gorgeous over and over and over again. But don't try to be too funny. Because if you drop a bad joke, it won't work. So, you know, the one thing that I really want to caution people on, because I see this all the time, is, especially as a girl, I could tell if someone's a flirt, and if somebody does that to everybody. And it's a big turnoff because you're just too tired to want to fall for somebody that you're always going to have to worry about is going after other people. So what you need to do is, if you are that type of person that is flirty, and it's interesting because a lot of people think that I'm flirty. I don't really flirt. I don't do the eye-batting thing or whatever. I just converse with people. I engage them. So people infer that as, okay, she's flirting with that guy. No, I talk to all guys. That's just what I do. So if you're in that position where you're going to be accused of, a hound, then immediately individualize that conversation. So a lot of people don't have self-esteem, and you're going to come up and you're going to flirt with them, and they're going to be like, wait, why me? They just want a one-night stand. Why me? So you need to determine what it is that you do like about them, and you only have seconds to make something like that work. But then you engage them so they realize, wait a second, you're not into me because I got big boobies. You're into me because you and I have something in common. You saw that I did something that makes sense. So, like, for example, let's say you're at a bar, the game's on, you see that there was a play or there was a bad call, and you see the facial expression of the person. Okay, that is perfect. Because you could say, look, I hope I didn't misread your reaction, but I thought that was a BS call, and I think, you know, did you just see that? And they're like, yeah, I did. And then you guys can kind of connect on that. You guys are not connecting because of their looks or whatever. You're connecting because you guys think the same way. I mean, remember, those of us, I know they say men are from Mars, women are from Venus. It's, you know, a guy and a girl could think alike. They could think differently. But the one thing that I think is very common and shared territory is the, do you like me for me? You know? I know some people are like, well, I'll drive a fancy car, so if they like me for my money, great. The average person wants to know that person is going to really be there for them. In sickness and in health, till death do us part. Meaning, do you really like me? Do we have enough in common? So, you know, there's obviously a lot more advice I could give, but we're up on break. Just, you know, don't learn your game from some corny jerk. Yeah, 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All right, guys. We are back. I'm Dr. Dahlia. show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I feel bad for you guys if you're in Philly, because you're probably very confused on whether you wear the mask or not. Remember, was it last week, you guys were told you were going to have to start wearing masks again, where there was going to be an indoor mask mandate. And people are like, oh, man. While everybody else is starting to go outside and come back from spring break and get ready for the summer, in Philly, you guys were told you had to go back into masks because of the rising baby Omicron, the Omicron variant. Well, now, a few days later, Philadelphia's ending its indoor mask mandate. Mask, no mask. I mean, can somebody get it right? The problem is the mandate is wrong. Just stop the mandates. If you want to wear the mask, you wear the mask. And if you're going to wear a mask, wear a good one, like an N95. But just don't be forcing it. Come on, people. Come on, man. So the Board of Health in Philly voted Thursday to rescind the mandate, according to the Philadelphia Health Department, which released a statement that citing decreasing hospitalizations and a leveling of case counts. The mandate went into effect Monday. Philadelphia had ended its earlier indoor mask mandate March 2nd, but brought it back. These knee-jerk reflexes really get people in trouble. And then there was backlash, and the health department, apparently we are being told, did not release data to back up its reversal on masking, either for or against. And so Philadelphia had become the first major U.S. city to reinstate its indoor mask mandate, faced fierce blowback, as well as legal effort. So the health department said the city will move to strongly recommending masks in indoor public spaces as opposed to a mask mandate. Thank you. But should have been the way the whole time. Okay? We have time and time again seen proof that these halfway masks being worn, you know, reluctantly, grudgingly, are not necessarily protecting the public. And in fact, you almost see this passive aggressiveness, you know, or people trying to find a way around it. Well, I'm eating, I'm vaping, I can't wear the mask. I mean, at that point, you're really not controlling a virus that outsmarts the mask anyway. Now, their health department reported 82 patients in the hospital with COVID-19 as of Monday, up nearly 80% from a week earlier. So they had announced that April 11th they were reinstating the mandate. The restaurant industry pushed back against the city's reimposed mask mandate, saying workers would bear the brunt of customer anger over the rules, which is exactly what I've been saying. You could mandate masks, you could non-mandate masks, you could, and you could think you're doing so much for public health, but who is enforcing it? Who is being deputized to take on the public anger? These 16, 17-year-old kids, high school kids, who are working at these fast food places and restaurants and, you know, Are you really want to put them at risk? That's what bothers me. These public officials can make rules like, popping and chewing gum in their mouth. Just, you know what, this is what we're going to do. So shall it be written, so shall it be done. And like I said, people have been killed over these mask mandates. They've been stabbed. They've been shot. I would not want my child to have to go up to somebody who's bigger than them, who's angry about the rule, and have my child all of a sudden act like law enforcement and say, well, you have to wear the mask. So several businesses and residents did file suit in state court in Pennsylvania seeking to overturn the renewed mandate. So that did kind of reverse things. In the meantime, they're still back and forth over the recent federal overruling, saying CDC overstepped their boundaries when it came to mask mandates. April 13th, the CDC extended the mask requirement for public transportation to May 3rd. The federal judge in Florida ruled against it. As a result, airlines and passengers were like, yee-haw! They ripped it off faster than I rip off my bra coming home. Judge Catherine Kimball Mazel, who was appointed by President Trump, had said the CDC issued the mandate in February 2021, almost 2 weeks after the president called for a mandate, 11 months after the president had declared COVID-19 a national emergency, and almost 13 months since the Secretary of Health and Human Services had declared a public health emergency. This history suggests that the CDC itself did not find the passage of time particularly serious. Now, the CDC has said, but since early April, there's been increases in the 7-day moving average of cases in the U.S. Yes, there has been an increase in cases. There have been waves despite the mask mandate. So, that's why so many people, from a public health standpoint, we really lost a lot of people's engagement, because Omicron came. It hit those of us wearing masks. It hit those of us vaccinated, those of us boosted. And that's when a lot of the American public was like, wait a second here. If we're going to get it anyway, why am I going through all this? Why am I putting my staff through all this? Why am I not breathing? We're going to get it anyway. And yes, I do think the mask provides a barrier. I do support the mask. If you are immunocompromised, wear it. If you feel you want protection, wear a mask. It is your choice. It's a free country. But we're not going to force it. We're not going to force an autistic child who doesn't want to put something over their breathing orifices because they're some of the most intelligent people on the planet. We're not going to force it. All right, so how does California feel about it? Well, LA County is keeping the mask mandates at airports, public transit. Despite recent changes at the federal level, Los Angeles County is continuing to require travelers to mask up when aboard public transit. The new health order went into effect at 12:01 a.m. today. So, even though you're getting on a plane in Tallahassee, or New York City, if you're going to California, you're probably going to have to wear the mask. I'm not exactly sure how this is going to work. My guess is once you get into California airspace, you got to put it on. That's going to be interesting. On Wednesday, the California Department of Health unveiled its own updated guidance that strongly recommends residents mask up when using public transit. L.A. County's mask order covers commuter trains, subway buses, taxis, Ubers, Lyfts, as well as indoor transportation hubs, including bus terminals, subway stations, seaports, other indoor port terminals. Applies to everybody over the age of 2. So, I think Pasadena is also going to and possibly Long Beach. So, it looks like you might still be okay if you're on the plane. But if you get off the plane, you're going to probably have to find a mask. So, Fauci had expressed his discontent. He said it was, quote, disturbing that a federal court would rule against the CDC's COVID-19 travel mask mandate. It is not a judicial matter. It is a judicial matter if enforcement is... It is judicial when businesses are getting closed down, when people are getting, in the early days, people were getting arrested. That is then judicial. That's the problem. The CDC was supposed to give us guidance. And somebody decided, let's punt it to the CDC. Let's let CDC make the rule for Title 42. The CDC is not supposed to rule on immigration. They're not supposed to rule on this stuff. They're supposed to give us guidance. And now a lot of people don't even want to follow their guidance. That's my go-to. The CDC is my go-to. But look at what's going on. 1-877, Dr. Kelly.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.